Friends, Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Amen. Two notices real quick. Am I on? Okay. Friday is the deadline for anyone, any woman specifically interested in being a small group leader for next year. Deadlines are due at the Keppel House on Friday. Second, I got a notice today from the angel of the weather after many complaints that I have been registering about the hard ground because I'm eager for it to thaw. And that angel assured me that tomorrow it's going to reach 50. So I just thought you should know that, what I'm praying about. It's important. We're following Jesus along the way. And on the way, you meet other followers. And sometimes, if you're lucky, some of those other followers become your friends. And those friends become a deep part of your life and your journey together. This morning, I want to introduce you to one of my friends that I have met along the way. He's a best friend. His name's Dr. Todd Billings. He teaches theology right across the quad at Western Theological Seminary. And Todd and his family have been on a journey this year. In the fall, Todd got diagnosed, surprisingly, with multiple myeloma, which means that he is one of the few people in his late 30s that has this rare kind of cancer. And his family has been walking ever since, figuring out what it means to be faithful to Jesus on the way. He's just had an extensive stem cell transplant, and he's at home right now, kind of quarantined, because he can't be in big groups because of the danger of illnesses with his white blood count down. But he has agreed to join us today and to talk with us. Now, Todd, you need to know this. Todd is a professional theologian, which means that he thinks about thinking about God, if that makes sense. He's somebody I learn a lot from, and I think he's got some things to share with us. So would you please welcome Todd Billings to Hope Chapel? Todd Billings. All right. Welcome, Todd.
Thank you.
Whoa. All right, we're gonna play with this. How you doing today?
Having a good day.
All right. What's a good day like?
One where I have some energy in the morning and able to enjoy some sunlight. So
nice. Excellent. Well, we're really grateful that you're here and gonna share with us. To begin, Todd, would you just tell us a little bit about the journey that you and your family have been on since you've been diagnosed with cancer?
Yeah, well, it's definitely been a rocky path. When I was diagnosed, one of the first things that I found out was that my cancer has no cure that's known. And for someone very young like me, it's very difficult to estimate how long I might live. Is it 3 years? 5 years, decades, it could be any of those. And as you saw from the picture, I have a family with young kids. I have a three-year-old that we've adopted from Ethiopia, and then a one-year-old little boy. And as I would play with him during the day, I would be thinking, you know, will I be able to be with them when they're in middle school? Will I ever get to see their high school graduation? And it was especially at those times where I spent a lot of time in the Psalms and some of the Psalms of Lament and just praying and crying out, God, why has this happened? You who are full of many years, as Psalm 22 says, can't you keep me from dying in the mid-course of my life? You know, why would you do this? But there was also a great solace in spending times in the Psalms and having prayers of people at the seminary and people in my church community as well. there's been a lot of physical things that I've had to go through with chemotherapy and then with the stem cell transplant. I'll say a little bit more about that in a minute, but it's definitely been a challenging road. But it's also made me grateful for each day, each breath that I have. It's something that I'm grateful for, and it's a gift. So it's given me a sense of gratitude.
You back to me here. This is odd. Todd, it's Eastertide. It's the season of the resurrection. And I'm wondering how this miraculous doctrine has been shaping how you have entered into this journey with cancer in your life. How has the resurrection been shaping you?
Well, I think in a number of ways, there is more than one miracle in the resurrection. There's the miracle of Jesus Christ being raised from the dead 2,000 years ago, and that's the foundational miracle. And without that, our faith would be in vain. But the Apostle Paul also speaks about how each of us has been united to Christ in his death and his resurrection. And so, resurrection, death, and resurrection of Christ, and our participation in it is an ongoing gift, it's an ongoing miracle as well. And so, one way in which this has become very full to me was actually through the process, which just finished a few weeks ago. I was just discharged from the hospital 2 weeks ago, and then from a cancer lodge 1 week ago. And the transplant process, they give you a heavy dose of poison. In fact, the poison that I received is a derivative of mustard gas, a chemical weapon. And just from the amount that I received, I most certainly die from what they had given me. But then the day after that, start a rescue plan, which is giving me a fusion of stem cells from my own blood enter into my system. And that's the rescue plan so that after a week or two, hopefully my bone marrow would connect with stem cells and start producing blood and white, and that's exactly what the been wiped out. And so I had that week where I took a lethal amount of poison in my body, and I also had healthy stem cells just floating out in my body. And that was a very weird feeling to have both in body. And the transplant process, I find a document that says, if engraftment does not occur, then we'll die. Now, what engraftment is when the stem cells with my bone marrow, and actually came to really mean quite a bit to me, as I thought about it. That's also image. In Romans 11, Paul uses the term engraftment to talk about how Gentiles have been engrafted on God. And in John 15, John uses a similar term to talk about how Christ we mentioned. That's really what the image of engraftment comes from. When you take a branch and put it on a tree, or put it on so that it finds all of its nourishment roots. And the thing about engraftment is that it's not at all our power that it happens. In fact, the whole point is that it has no nourishment on its own, only nourishment to the root. that it is engrafted in. Thankfully, my engraft did occur. It was really amazing to see the way that doctors, the nurses, just rejoiced when this occurred. And they were hoping that, but they were just saying, this is great, this is fantastic. And I heard more people. That is our light of resurrection Jesus Christ. We have been engrafted onto resurrection Christ. We find our lives in, as John 15 says, apart from him, we can do nothing. And so, I think in our day-to-day lives, often we don't think that way. We think, well, you know, it's good to have God around in crisis or things like that. But is our life dependent upon living Christ in this way? And it certainly was a challenge for me and me to think about just the power of being engrafted onto Christ, united to Christ, all of our nerd from the resurrected Christ. And so that's a way that we get access to the resurrection. The resurrection happened 2,000 years ago, but it didn't stop them. And we pull the resurrection still happening because by the in faith, when we fix, we are united to Christ and can find our life in him.
Todd, we're just about out of time right now, but your message to us that we have access to Christ through union with him, through the Spirit, I hear shaping your journey with cancer, with your family, as a follower of Jesus on the way. And is there any way we could be specifically praying for you and your family right now?
Well, for the next several months, quarantine, I can't go to church or be in public places. So there's definitely challenges that I've had with my immune system. But I think that prayers for us would have time to be taste the resurrection and life. We don't know a lot about the future still. Nice. The abundant life that the Gospel of John, it's not just a lifespan, it's a life of that, the life that we're nourished with Jesus Christ. And I guess my final encouragement, both in terms of for us, also for you, is that we find that we are not the center of drama. Our life is not a movie where we hear it, but one of the amazing things is that have united to Jesus Christ, and so can be Christ's and daughters, and living off of the roots of Jesus Christ is an amazing way to live, amazing way to have a good life, and
well, we will covenant to be praying for you, Todd, but as we end chapel, could you pray for us as we head out into our day?
Yes, I will. Almighty God, Father and Holy Spirit, empower us to live lives of one who has died with Christ, have been raised with Christ. May we live one who are once death to the center of the world apart from you, alive to God, nourished by a in Christ's resurrection. Amen.
Amen. Go in peace, everyone.